Hare Krishna. Maya is not just illusion in perception, but also illusion in conception. That our perception often puts us in illusion is a well-known fact, as is enshrined in sayings such as, all that glitters is not gold. Or, the grass always looks greener on the other side. So these sayings convey that when we see things in a particular way, these things are not like that. So, there are items which are made of duplicate metals, not gold. They shine, but they are not gold. So, all that glitters is not gold. And circumstances on different people's circumstances always appear better than, often appear better than ours. So, the grass is always greener on the other side. In both these cases, the point is being made that how we pursue things is mistaken. And that perception is an illusion. And Maya does refer to that kind of mistaken perception. So, for example, we see certain object to be attractive. But now, when we refer to Maya, at one level, we see a mirage, and that is an illusion in perception. There is no water over there, but we see it to be water. But say when we look at a beautiful sense object, then that person, is that beauty an illusion? We may say no. Somebody may say no, it's an illusion because somebody may say it's not an illusion because actually that person is really attractive. Somebody may say, oh, but the beauty is just skin deep. If we just peeled off even 1 millimeter of skin, we would see what is seen in a butcher's shop and we would shudder in shock. We would not be attracted. But we may say, okay, but as long as the skin cover is there, I do see it as beautiful. So, to see beautiful objects as beautiful, is that an illusion? No. The illusion here is not in perception. The illusion here is in conception. What is the conception? The conception is that we think in our mind, by our conceptions, that these objects are meant for our enjoyment. So, Krishna tells us that this sort of illusory conception, to see things as separate from Him, that is actually illusion. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the definition of illusion is given. Maya is what? Ruteyartham yat pratiyet. Na pratiye chatmane tam vidyadatmano mayam yathabhaso yathatamaha. So it's rite artham yat pratiyet. When we see something as meaningful, but it's actually not connected with Krishna. Yathabhaso yathatamaha. And that which is seen as meaningful, but which is seen as disconnected from Krishna, that is Maya. That means to see the attractiveness of things separate from the supreme attractiveness of Krishna, separate from their purpose as meant for Krishna's enjoyment, that is illusion. So this is not an illusion in perception. This is an illusion in conception. And that's why when Krishna talks about Maya, when he says that the way to overcome Maya, in 7.14, a famous verse, he says that the way is not just correction of perception. He talks about correction of disposition. Redirection of the heart to Him through surrender. In 7.14 he states, Daiviye shagunamai mama maya duratyaya mamevaye prapadyante maya me tam tarantite. So he says that this maya is his illusory energy and she's formidable, being made of the modes and being divine. It's duratyaya, it's almost insurmountable. But the way to overcome it is mamevaye prapadyante, by surrendering to Me. Maya me tam tarantite, you can go beyond Maya, Krishna says. So what it means is, when we surrender to Krishna, we understand that what to speak of these things belonging to Me for My enjoyment. I belong to Krishna and the whole world belongs to Krishna. I am meant to serve Krishna and the things of this world are also meant to be used in Krishna's service. When we have this attitude, when we stop seeing things as disconnected from Krishna, that seeing is not a matter of perception. That seeing is a matter of conception. When we see all objects as meant for Krishna's enjoyment, then that illusion in perception is corrected through the devotion, this position of devotion, and thus we become completely free from illusion. Thank you. Hare Krishna.